This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Last spring, a high school student in California was forbidden to mention God at graduation. Brooks Hambley was the salutatorian at his school in the Brawley Union School District, and he wanted to include a prayer for his fellow graduates in his speech. School officials rejected his first two drafts and told him that references to his faith were a violation of the U.S. Constitution. The principal said that if Brooks included religious content in his speech during the ceremony, the microphone would be cut off and a disclaimer would be read to the audience. Brooks submitted a third draft of his speech directly to the district superintendent. The superintendent crossed out all of Brooks's religious references with a black marker. However, Brooks chose to proceed with his speech anyway. He quoted from the Bible. He encouraged his classmates to do what is right, ethical, moral, and godly, and he asked the God of the Bible to bless them all. Brooks's speech was not cut off. He was allowed to finish. Now, at least the school did not carry out its threat to cut off the sound. But this whole incident was an embarrassment. It's ironic that the administrators told Brooks he was in violation of the U.S. Constitution when the First Amendment was designed to protect free speech. As salutatorian, Brooks was not a school official or a representative of the district. This was his personal speech from one student to his classmates. The school was essentially telling him that he was not allowed to pray or to speak freely in front of other students. Someone was definitely violating the Constitution, but it was not the student. Stories like this are becoming familiar. Brooks was not the first student to stand up to an overreaching public school, and he won't be the last. Students should know that they do not need to back down and delete references to religion. He's on firm legal and constitutional ground.
The clear and intentional assault on religious freedom by the Obama administration is documented in a new book by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer titled No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. You can help stop the campaign to secularize America. Get your copy of No Higher Power on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
What are you thinking? My- micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winroad II with the Ralph Winroad Show, and I'm going to do a couple of comments here on films and stuff here and about Obama. And boy, I'll tell you what, we have got some amazing stuff heating up in the Internal Revenue criminal world. We're going to get something done here, and I'll tell you about it. We'll even tell you how we're going to, the traps that have been set. And what they're doing. These are cockroaches that cannot have the light of day shown on them. I mean, it's getting so blatant. I don't know what they're going to, I don't know how this is going to fall out. I really don't. Anyway, before I get started with that, I wanted to comment about some of the films that I see. I don't know if anybody's interested, but my perspective on them. I saw the, 50 Shades of Grey. And, that is a, I think masochism is the word that goes along with it, or B&M. It's where they, this guy gets his thrills from somehow, inflicting pain or something on, Dakota Johnson. She's the gal that plays the star, and Christian Grey is, James Dornan. It's just unbelievable. I had to see it. I like to see these films so I get first-hand information. it's set up for a second, for a replay or another show, evidently. But it's just a porn film, basically. There's about 20 minutes they said out of the 100. It's just porn scenes. Unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know what to say. So if you want to see a movie that is into this B&M or whatever they call it, all this handcuffs and all that stuff, that's your movie. So other than that, I would say, nope, I would not waste my time. So the other movie that I saw was the Black and White. And I was really surprised with that movie. James, with Costner in it, Kevin Costner. He did an excellent job. It's about the custody of a little girl that's half white and half black. His daughter was 17 and this guy was 23 and they had this little girl and they have custody of him. And then all of a sudden, his wife gets killed, and I'll leave it at that. But I'll tell you what, the way it's played out, it's on point. It's very well done, and the scenes and the comments, especially his closing comments in the court, which I'm not going to disclose, is worth the whole price of the ticket. It's amazing. It's really done very, very well. Like I say, it's not what I expected at all. I expected a real biased movie one way or the other. It is not that. It's very well done. So I would say that is definitely a movie. If I was going to see a movie, that's one that I would definitely go and see. As far as the other one that I saw the Kingsman, and that was a good movie. It's actually plausible in today's world. I mean, a lot of the Kingsman, the Secret Service, and it was a good done type of movie for the type of movie it is. I definitely enjoyed it, and didn't want my money back when I got through. So I would recommend, if you like those type of movies, which I do, action thriller type stuff, it's worth going and seeing. Anyway, that's for the three movies that I saw. That's my take on them. Now, getting to Obama. This man is evil. I don't think there's any too much doubt. He is a certified, bona fide liar. And he was in at a fundraiser in San Francisco. And he made this statement that what he said is, in the last, he's still got 2 years, and he's going to use the last 2 years to strengthen America's faith in Washington. Now, isn't that a hoot? My goal is to restore the sense of possibility in our politics and our government. And in some cases, that means challenging folks who are practicing the worst kinds of cynical politics. Whoa. And politics based on fear rather than on hope. I hope. Oh, yeah, I hope I'm a millionaire. Wow. In some cases, it's going to be finding areas of cooperating with Republicans. In either case, we're going to need people like you to support these ongoing efforts. 2 years, this is a quote, is a long time. And in 2 years is also, oops, what happened on my internet here? Some changed, the darn advertisement come up and popped up and timed out. Ain't that this special? I'm reading here, and they got these advertisements on these pages that just irritates the living daylights out of me. You're sitting here, and these things automatically play when you don't want, and now I've got one here that's playing, and I'm going to stop that. Golly gee whiz, these guys and their advertisement. Anyway, it said here, 2 years is a long time, and 2 years is also the time in which we were going to be setting the stage for the next presidential election and the next 10 years of American policy. Also, I intend to run through the tape and work really hard and squeeze every last bit of change and improvement in the lives of ordinary Americans and middle-class families that I can. End quote. Now, that is a shocker. This man is evil to the nth degree, and he's going to push it to the limit. And what does Congress do? Nothing. We're sitting up there just dilly-dallying around. We finally got one guy up there that actually, Sullivan, Senator Sullivan, understands subsidy regulations, and I saw him soft-soaping a EPA, the head of EPA, telling her that she needed to put the authorities and stuff for her regulations. He understands subsidy regulations. He understands that the regulations that the EPA are putting out have no force and effect of law, and he's taken them on, I think, in 2009 out of Alaska. Back in a minute.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, we're back here. There is a plan now how to step out of, without losing your job, away from the Internal Revenue Law, the Subtitle A, Part 1, Subtitle A, Income Taxes. There is a way to do it. It is. It can be done. And there is a way, you just quit filing. Now, the way to do it, if you work for somebody, obviously, you got to have some means of support. And most people don't want to gamble that. And I'm going to tell you how my suggestion, and then I'm going to tell you about two cases. Now, I know that they're probably the IRS is listening. I don't give a damn. There's a case in Minnesota that is perfectly set up, and there's one in Oklahoma The one in Minnesota is a enforcement of an administrative summons. They're going to lose before it's over. The stuff that I'm doing and talking about, providing research, has never been in any of these appellate courts. Nobody's ever done it. For what reason? I don't know. Well, the main reason is because we didn't know. How would we know? And it's amazing how this stuff snowballs. You know, a gal in Colorado gave me some information about Mertens. The next thing I know, well, I followed up on it. There was some good information, and I found out how to get Mertens on Westlaw. And in the process, I was made available to chief counsel notices. And I've got Curtis Lyson in North Carolina. Him and I talk, and he's doing stuff, and I get ideas there. Jim McAlpine in North Carolina. I run things by him. Jim Pettis down in Florida. Get information from him. Richard Guay in New Hampshire. Information from him. He was on the show last week giving ideas and research. I listen to ideas and I compute them and try to put them together in logic. You cannot think you know all this stuff. You can't. You got to keep researching. Every time this comes along, you have to run it through the logic test and see, does it make sense? And then if it doesn't make sense, you file it away until something comes along and another piece of the puzzle comes along. How would I, before I get into these two cases and how we're going to expose them, how, if you are, quote, working for a job, what would you do to step out of the system? Well, if you're working for somebody, obviously they want you to fill out what I call a W-4 form. They want you to mark down how many exemptions that they want to take out to forward money to the Internal Revenue Service. Okay? Now, there is a box on there, on the W-4, that your, quote, employer, technically he's not even your employer, but that's another thing, but what you think is your employer, you mark in there that you're exempt. Well, what does that mean, and where's your authority for it? Well, it's in 3402. There is an exemption if you don't think, that's a code, Title 26, 3402, you think you don't have any what's called Subtitle A income taxes. Okay? And there is a regulation that goes along with that too, 3402N1. There's a regulation that goes along that says if you don't think you have any Subtitle A income taxes. Okay, so now the next question that most people are going to should ask, probably, because they've never been told this, we are always inundated with subjective, which is feelings and opinions. Federal tax liability, federal income taxes, stuff that doesn't have any real meaning. We assign a meaning to it, but it's called subjective. It's our opinions, and it's a feeling. Do you have any state taxes due? I don't know. There's all kinds of state taxes. Income taxes, sales tax, state sales tax, property tax, all kinds. They lump it into a generic words that have no specific meaning. You have a tax liability to the IRS. Really? And what might those be? Well, there are Subtitle A, which are income taxes, and they have a Part 1. They're ones. They're 26 United States Code 1 point something. Those are income taxes. There is Subtitle B, which is Part 31. So it'll be in the Code 26 United States Code, or CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations, which are the Federal Registers, Federal Register, where they do the abstract of what's published in the Federal Register. And it'll be 26 CFR 20 point something, or 26 United States Code if it's a Code 20 point something. Okay, that's Part 20. Then there is Subtitle C, which is Part 31. Those are employment taxes. Those are Social Security and FUTA, that type of stuff. Okay? and they will be 26 point United States Code Part 31 or 26 CFR Section 31 point something. So it's Part 31. And then there is one more, which is Subtitle D, which is excise taxes, and that's Chapters 41 through 44, and you can ignore all that. Excise taxes are built in. Taxes like liquor has excise. It's built in before we even see it. Somebody's already built it into the system, and they tax us on top of that. We can rule out Subtitle D. It has nothing to do with you and me in the fence post. Subtitle C. They can't do Subtitle C on a notice of deficiency. You know why? Because the two code sections, 6211 and 6212, say so. If you have a deficiency, if you're not, quote, paying your income taxes, it says right in there, it's only subtitles A, B, and the excise. Subtitle C is left out. Subtitle C is four code sections, 3401 through 3406. There's your 1099s, there's your wages, your W-2s, all that nonsense is built into those code sections, 3401, 3402, 3403, 4, 5, and 6. It says so right in the beginning. Wages is only for Chapter 24 in those code sections. You can't have a notice of deficiency for a Subtitle C tax. Period. End of story. These things are compartmentalized. These subtitles are as different as articles that are in the Constitution. We have the legislative, we have articles for that, an article for the judiciary. That's the same type of thing. They're totally different. They're all on Title 26. So, if you are wanting to step out, my suggestion, you fill out I'm exempt. I don't have any Subtitle A Part 1 income taxes. Now, the employers, the pretended employers, may go along with it, and they may not. I've seen a couple of letters now, a couple of people that I've seen, is whatever trips it, the IRS will send an unsigned letter to your employer telling you that you can't do that. Can't allow that. That's fine. You do not want to lose your job. Because you got a family to support. Or families. You don't have family members. The only response would be, hey, Mr. Employer, I am 100% in agreement. I agree. All I want you to obtain for me is a letter with an IRS agent revenue officer's name on it. That's all I want. I don't want anything else. And I agree with whatever they say. You have no argument. Back in a minute.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that young living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Okay, let's go back again, because this is really an important issue. Because I think there's a lot of people would love to step out of the criminal IRS system, but they're afraid, and they should be. You need knowledge. If you go to the W-4 form, and you read it very carefully, it says, I claim, this is number 7, I claim exemption from withholding for 2010, it could be whatever year, and I certify meet both of the following conditions for the exemptions. Last year I had a right to a refund for all federal income tax withheld because I had no tax liability. What that means is that I had no Subtitle A income tax liability, translated. And it's 3402. In, and it's 26 CFR 3402 and 1 in the CFRs. This year I expect a refund for all federal income taxes withheld because I expect to have no tax liability. You quit filing, but you can, and you mark exempt. You write the word exempt in there and sign it. Okay? And you can prove it. That's the important part. It's in the code. It's in the regulations. Okay? So now you hand that to your this form to your employer. Okay, we got different kinds of employers. Some of them will take it and they'll maybe continue and not withhold anything. You'll have some of them that say, no, you can't do this. You say, that's fine. I don't have a disagreement. That's your belief. Would you just do me the honor of getting a letter signed from the IRS, just any IRS agent, saying that I can't do this. That's all I'm asking. And then I'm in agreement with you. I agree with you 100%. I just want the letter. I want the authority from the IRS. Just get me a letter, and we're done. I got nothing to talk. I don't have any argument. I don't want to risk my job. I just need it from the IRS. That's not asking too much, is it? So have them contact the IRS if that's your kind of employer you got. We got different flavors out there. And some of them are pretty hard-nosed. Well, okay, well, just get a letter from the IRS. Why do I want a letter from the IRS? Signed? Not a blank one. Not a form letter. Why? Because guess what? Under Title 267433, we then, knowing what we know today, the rules of the game, can file in to the area director, which, by the way, they don't want out. It says so in the 26 CFR 7433-1. You have to go to the area director first and tell them what they're doing procedurally wrong. So it's like watching a game of chess. If you don't know the game of chess, you can't complain that the guy's cheating. So his rook acted like a knight and did two hops this way and one the other way. You have to know what they're doing wrong. And this is what we haven't been told. We're not taught that. What a need to know. And we don't need to know. Well, we know now. But to go after the accountability, because see, in 1974, all of the IRS folks before then that were doing all this nonsense had to have official bonds. They had to be bonded so you could go after them. If they screwed up, you could go after their bond and get money. Their stuff. 1974, Congress says, we don't need none of them stinking bonds for federal folks. Why do you hold them accountable? If you don't hold anybody accountable, it's like a child. If you don't hold him accountable and never correct him, what do you think is going to happen to that child? He's going to continue whatever he wants to do. It's like Obama right now. He's totally out of control because nobody's doing anything. There is a way to hold him accountable. They've hidden the area directors. We've got three of them so far out of eight. And I know the procedure. And I'm going to get it written up and get it. And then what you have to do, you have to go to the area director. He has 6 months. He either does something, yes or no. If he does nothing in 6 months, then you can go to federal court. People doing this? Nope. Why? Didn't know. If you can't even find the area director, how do you get accountability? I found a territory director, and he gave me the one for his area. He wouldn't give me none of the others. He gave me other territorial directors. But we had to go through, and two of them have coughed up their area directors. Why, if we want to have the IRS is so friendly and so damn honest, why don't we know about this stuff? How come it's not on their homepage? You won't find it on the IRS's homepage. Not there. This is why those guys are Teflon. And they get these limited people. They compartmentalize them. A lot of them are arrogant. You give them a little bit of authority, and God, you think you're talking to God. You will do this. You will do that. Really? All right. Okay. So there's the plan. You just filed in a W-4, mark exempt, because I can give you this in 3402, Title 26. I think it's in, and it's also in 3402 in the CFRs, 31.3402N, and it's down there. It says right there, it says, I don't have any Subtitle A income taxes, and I don't think I'm going to have any for next year. We done, until somebody wants to do something about it. And then the next step is, you quit filing. You quit filing. Now what's going to happen? Well, if they want to charge you criminally, which they don't unless you have done several years, it takes a while before they even get to that point. Just 1 year, I've never seen them do that. They always wait for several years, quite a few years. And they want somebody that's got a lot of bucks, you know, making $150,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. And they want somebody that's got some notoriety. They don't want rubber working stiffs because you ain't got enough money to make it worth their time. And they can only get a very limited amount of people. But you don't want to be one of those, spend the bottle and it's you. So you quit filing. So then what's going to happen? Now the employer will still take out Social Security and that. Don't argue. That's a whole nother, a whole different argue. That is a subtitle C tax. Let them take out the Social Security. It's not worth the argument. That's a whole nother ballgame. Don't get too many balls in the air. Deal with one ball at a time. And you may want Social Security down the road if it's still there when we get there. I don't know. I've got mine that SOBs took out money because I didn't want to do it when I was 20 years old. But I had two choices. You either take it out or you don't go to work for the utility company. So I said, okay, because I didn't know what to do. I knew I didn't want to do it. I just didn't know enough. So what's the steps? Again, you mark exempt. And the two conditions are I don't have any liability on this and the other, and you quit filing and you mark exempt on the W-4. In number 7, you write in the word exempt and you can back it up. If the employer questions you, you say, you know, Mr. Employer, I know you're 100% right. The only thing I ask is you provide the authority from the IRS. You don't want just the employer's signature, because most people are not going to sue their employer and risk their job. Say, all I want is for you to get a letter signed by the revenue agent or officer. And I agree. And I got no argument then. Well, do whatever you want me to do. You're compliant. You always want to cooperate. That's one of the things you always want to do. I want to cooperate, but I just need to see the authority. So once you get that IRS agent's signature or that officer's signature, then you proceed off to go to the area director with the information that I'm going to be providing on my IRS list about why they can't do it. And then we see what they do. And they got 6 months. They can't go there. I guarantee you, they can't do it. If they do, they're liars. Then we can get around and take that on into the United States District Court. And you can sue them for up to, but you want to give the agent notice, because otherwise it's limited to 100K. Otherwise you can get to a million. So if they've taken your retirement account or something like this, you want to make sure that you agitate the SOBs that they are still trying to collect. And if they've taken 100,000 or 200,000 or something from a retirement or whatever, you want to get the agent on hook that they're still trying to collect off of some document, so because you got 2 years, a 2-year window to go after them. So you stick a needle in them, goose them, kick them, and then you send them a brief thing so that they can't say it was just negligence and I didn't know to the agent. You eliminate that. Same thing when you sue municipalities. Before you go suing them, let them know that they need to correct what they did and see what they say. And if they say, we're not doing it, thank you. That's all I needed, because then that gets away. That makes the liability. You are knowingly proceeding forward. This is the way the 1983 lawsuits work a lot. You give them a chance to correct. Do the right thing. They won't. They won't. That's just the way, that's the world they live in. They think they're Teflon. And they have been. So now we have a plan. A workable plan. Back in a minute.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
HempUSA.org introduces 3 brand new detox formulations of micro plant powder. Brain Fuel for depression, bipolar disorders, and stress. Total Care, anti-cancer agent that cleans the liver and organs and increases memory. Rejuvenate, invigorates and heals the body, mind, and spirit. These products are your alternative to pharmaceuticals. Call 888-910-4367 and like us on Facebook. We ship worldwide. Only at HempUSA.org.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Okay, we're back here, and I'm going to summarize this, and then we're going to go to an obvious question that which should pop up. If you file in a W-4 and say, hey, down there in number 7 exempt, they don't say subtitle A, but that's what it is, federal income taxes. I don't have any liability. I don't expect to have any. Okay, so you file that in, and if the employer takes the W-4 and quit, then you get a big raise. You don't have to go back at the end of the year filing a return trying to get your money back and breaking the law in reality. And I'm going to show you where the law is in just a minute. But anyway, so, and you don't file next year. You just quit filing. You don't file zero returns. You don't put returns in with affidavits and all that because that's considered a zero return. You have no duty, known legal duty to file. It's a question of law. Second Circuit's held that. Okay? So, and then you go after the agent, and you still work. You're still going to work, but you're getting a lot more money to take home, which should be nice. And you go after the agent, you could go after the employer, but it's just not going to happen. The average person is not going to risk it. And we need to go after the agents. We need to go after the criminals, the real criminals. The employers don't know. They don't. They're clueless. They're got accountants and dumber than rocks. They really are. So anyways, well, the next obvious question that maybe the employer will say, well, if we don't, where is the authority for us to withhold money, or who can we withhold money legally? Isn't that fair question. Well, I called the state of Alaska. And I said, by the way, because in 5 United States Code, 5516 through 20, somebody called in, and I'd found this in 2008, but I forgot all about it. Somebody from Georgia, I don't remember the name. So I went back and looked at it. Oh, hey, yeah, now it means something. It really means something, because especially if you have a state income tax, they have to have a contract to withhold state monies. Well, Alaska doesn't have a state income tax. So I called this gal, and it took, just away an hour, about probably. It takes a lot of time to get this stuff. And I finally got a hold of the auditor gal, the money gal. And she says, oh, we use publication 963. Really? Do you know how much law publications have? A little less than toilet paper. Toilet paper has a use. Publications don't. And publication 15. And I go word searching. Well, we don't use the word withholding agent. We use withholding wages, nonsense stuff. They're relying on a publication that has no force and effect of law to take money. Well, where will I go to look? Because there's got to be some place for the authority to withhold income taxes, right? It's in Title 26, 77, 01, A16. A is in Alpha 16. Withholding agent. It says, that term, and in quotation marks, withholding agent. Our whole overthrow of the Republic is built on terms. They take things, words, and give them specific meanings for a chapter, or a subtitle, or titles. It's amazing. Or even just one section. That term, withholding agent, is in quotation marks, means, here's the key, any person, well, go look at the definition of person. Shall be construed in, this is A1, to mean and include an individual, a trust, a state, partnership, association, company, corporate, there is nobody left out. Thank you. Okay, that works for me. Individual is the one I was looking for. So it means any person, that's you and me, required, or the employer, required to deduct and withhold any tax. That is subtitle A, income taxes, subtitle B, gift estate tax, subtitle C, wages, subtitle D, excise, title 27, excise taxes for alcohol, because you see title 26 is also used for title 27 for alcohol and firearms and tobacco and all that nonsense. That's what makes it so confusing. But it's any person, which is anybody, that's conclusive, according to their definition, I believe them, and any tax, thank you. There's nothing left out under the provisions of. Okay, well then, what's the provisions of? 1441. That's a subtitle A. That's non-resident aliens. 1442. That's a subtitle A. That's foreign corporations. 1443 is foreign organizations. And 1461 is the, you could sue the person that's taking the money if you are not one of those three. But that means you'd have to sue your, quote, make-believe employer. So there is the authority for the W-4 says, hey, I'm not part of that. I don't have any subtitle A. And the only authority is right here because it says the term withholding agent means, and it's in a form 1042 in their form, which is not law, but it says anybody in their form, and it's all for foreigners. Withholding agent means anybody that withholds any money. Thank you. Do you think that your state government and all that is filling out a 1042? Of course not. They're using, which I found out, publication 963, which is total smoke. Publications, pamphlets, have no force and effect of law. The courts have said they can flat out lie and there's nothing you can do about it. But yet they want to promulgate them out here. Oh, go read our publication. Really? Right. So then the next obvious question is, okay, if this is the only people that they can withhold, I just said, hey, I'm not part of the W-4, I'm out, and I have a remedy, I still have my job, get the employer to get it from the IRS, because you don't want to sue the employer, you want the IRS officer, and you go after him or her. That's our remedy. to hold them accountable since they've got rid of the bonds in 1974. Of course, I've only got three of the area directors, but we're going to push on more of them. I want to eventually get all eight of those little suckers. How do I have a remedy if I can't find you? And the courts have said, you must do the administrative remedy through the area director. But I can't find that sucker. Because they won't tell me. Because we're on a need to know, and we don't need to know there is a remedy to hold these people accountable in the administrative state, the headless fourth branch. Yep. And I got a brief here that started back. It started with public rights in the territorial areas where Congress has plenary power in 1856. That's the beginning, the birth of the administrative state. Where Congress has plenary power, they operate as one of the several states and as Congress in D.C., territories, and possession, and needful buildings and stuff in the Constitution. That's why you won't find the several states in Title 26. Code. All this nonsense is the headless fourth branch of government. How are we supposed to know all this stuff? We're not taught this in school. We're taught something that's a total lie. It's there. The documents are there. The Constitution's still there. The statutes of the United States are not statutes anymore. They're public law, which means they're good for the whole damn world. They changed that. They started off in 1789, the statutes of the United States, and they changed somewhere around in the 1840s. Isn't that just special? These guys have been working on this. This is a planned, smooth operation. And they get us to believe stuff of what we think we know. It's not so. They talk in what's called subjective verbiage. Federal tax liability. Oh, you have a federal tax liability. You have a tax liability. Doesn't mean one damn thing. You have a state tax liability. What, really? Income tax, sales tax, property tax, fart tax, use tax? I don't know. We'd wise up on that, but federal income or federal tax liability, these are the type of words you see. So now you quit filing. Now, in criminal, they will say you have a known legal duty. I saw this in John Harpo's case up here. And they got an accountant up there, never even asked the qualifications, and said she just stated it as a fact, and they let it go at that. And Beecraft was the attorney. Didn't touch it. Oh, God, I tell you, it's just frustrating. I didn't know enough back then in Harpo's case. I saw it in Jim Back's case up here. I've got to get the transcript. Supposedly he's going to give me a copy. I don't know if he will or not. He was convicted. Wouldn't listen. He was using Mark Stevens stuff about jurisdictional stuff. Some of that's true, but you're not going to win with it. You have to understand the war we're in. You can't be playing checkers in a chess game. We're in the administrative state in 1986. In dissenting opinion, the Supreme Court justice said the administrative state has won. What the hell does that mean? That means they operate by rules and regulations. And there's not a one of them have the force and effect of law that I've seen to date. And we now have a Senator Sullivan in D.C. that took on the APA, and I saw him do this thing soft soaping it, but telling this EPA gal, you need to put your authorities there. Because you don't have it. They're an external establishment, just like the Federal Reserve. Whoa! Back in a minute.